many things that are going on today in the political arena that we think that people need to be aware of, and so we're going to have a lot of workshops and try to get ideas and new ideas and share ideas and, you know, just focus on feminine issues.
What exactly does NOW hope to accomplish with this event in terms of either policy or just kind of brainstorming?
More than anything else, we want to make our help to facilitate an awareness of the many issues that are affecting women today. For instance, reproductive choice, that's really under attack. And we'll be talking about things like union feminism and unionism, Title IX. One of the things that we're very interested in is the immigration issue, because that affects women. Of course, a big thing of late that's been in the news is Social Security and Medicare, because the Republican budget will cut those drastically. Many of the social services that we have come to expect or we know we need are being taken away. We have really made a focus to engage young people in this conference. We have many, many students from USF and from UCF over in Orlando who are attending. And, you know, our experience even just dealing with these people as we're organizing things, our experience has been that they're very aware, they're very passionate, they know what's going on, they know things need to change, and we just think they're going to be sort of a leaven in the bread, so to speak.
So in terms of affecting change, do you, and the things that come out of these conferences, do you sort of develop, you know, strategies in terms of boycotts and other kinds of action or public relations campaigns or collaborating with other groups with similar interests? I mean, what kind of things in a concrete sense come out of these?
Well, you know what? Yes to all of those. And the matter of fact, we do that now. That's part of what we're about, is to work collaboratively with other progressive organizations that share the same issues.
Feminism, of course, has a stigma to it. And,
right.
You know, when working with other organizations and reaching out to the public on these issues that really affect us all, how do you overcome that stigma?
The word itself, feminism, has been usurped, and it's been denigrated, and it's been used by the likes of a Rush Limbaugh to talk against the kinds of issues. If you can make a group look bad, then you can make their issues look bad. So these, and it is true that I hear this, and I have experienced it, that a lot of people are reluctant to talk about feminism or to use the word. But when you talk about the nitty-gritty of the issue, they get it. It's you know, it's just a word, and it's a word that's been really just denigrated in a way that it shouldn't have been. But the best thing I think that we can do is continue being feminist and even identify ourselves as feminist, and the population in general will begin to see, hopefully, if we can get some good mainstream definition, I think people in general will understand what feminism is and begin embracing it.
If someone wants to find out more about the event, you know, a schedule or find out who may be speaking on the panels, where can they go to find out more information?
If they want to find out more about the conference, the first thing that I would recommend is that they Google National Organization for Women and go to the conference site, and you can get all the information you want about the workshops and the agenda and what's happening and who's going to be there and the activities that we're going to have. So you can find out that kind of information on the Internet. But we're at the Embassy Suites at USF, the USF Embassy Suites, and anybody can come there and register to attend the conference.